For Perry Hill, we've got vehicles off on the left side near the center divider. Center and right lanes are open, and we have a tremendous backup of traffic there trying to get down through Montgomery and up to 65. Buckle up. Be safe. We'll keep you updated. When you need the best equipment, Thompson Tractor has everything from compact construction to heavy-duty machines. With over 65 years of service, Thompson Tractor's on Highway 80 off I-85. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. Wall Street pulled back from its record heights following a shaky day of trading, putting at least a temporary halt to its huge rally since Halloween. The S&P 500 slipped 0.7% from its all-time high. It initially climbed after mixed data on the U.S. job market bolstered hopes for easier interest rates. Later, it swung to a loss after one of its most influential stocks, NVIDIA, took a rare stumble following its jaw-dropping rise. The Dow was down 68 points to finish at 38,722. The NASDAQ lost 188 points to 16,085. The S&P 500 dropped 33 points to 51.23. New York oil fell 92 cents to $78.01 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed. With approved credit, ends 4/1/24.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
And we call it QB reps. We rep probably 10 guys. It's just marketing and IL. We don't do contract agent stuff.
David Morris runs Quarterback Country. He and his team prepare the nation's most elite quarterbacks to perform at the next level. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
And so tonight, I'm proud to announce a fiscal plan to reverse mortgage the White House, effective at noon tomorrow. The White House will become the property of Tom Selleck.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Next at 5, Jesse Lynn.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the Senate is looking to approve a $460 billion package of spending bills in time to meet a midnight deadline for avoiding a shutdown of many key federal agencies. A vote would get lawmakers about halfway home in wrapping up their appropriations work for the 2024 budget year. While the Senate is expected to approve the measure, progress was slow in getting the bill to a final vote. The package advanced on a key test vote Friday afternoon to limit debate, but it remains to be seen if senators can avoid a short shutdown, as some lawmakers voice concerns about the amount of spending in the bill. A new Pentagon study that examined reported sightings of UFOs over nearly the last century has found no evidence of aliens or extraterrestrial intelligence. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 68 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it,
That sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
We're gonna get some thunderstorms, lightning flash, thunderclouds,
holy crap,
Just stay inside,
you get fried,
now you're informed, that we're gonna get some thunderstorms,
Woo! Yeah,
glorifies Nick, hallelujah, thank you, that forecast.
You know lightning might even strike twice.
Yes, that forecast. Thunder outside.
Well, we have turned back the hands of time this afternoon, meaning that this is the kind of sunset, the kind of sky you would have expected back in December, when the days were really, really short and it was dark before 5 o'clock, because it was. This system that's coming through now, and Rich will be on with us in a second here to tell you more. The latest radar image. Check this out. Red cell thunderstorms now extend from north of us up to Clanton and beyond, all the way south past Greenville. This thing is intensified coming through. And right now, the city of Montgomery has a solid red blob over it. And from my read on the radar, it looked to me like the worst of it was just to the south of our location, between Perry Hill and Eastern Boulevard on Carmichael Road. But from Southern Boulevard, south of there, I stood out in front of the building and it was nonstop rumble. So I think they're getting the worst of it. And Rich Thomas told us that some areas might get 8 inches of rain.
That's a lot of rain.
It sure is. And in a very compacted period of time. And we had that big storm a few weeks ago where over the weekend we had, you know, 5 or 6 inches. But this is all coming in less than 12. And then overnight, I am on duty tonight with Rich. And we'll be coming into the building around 1 or 2 o'clock because that's where the dangerous stuff is going to be. It's dangerous now. We have flood warnings and we have ponded roads and all kinds of. Jay Scott just texted me. He's had 1.2 inches at his place. Anybody else with we'd love to know so we can get ideas on rainfall from around the river region. Feel free to let us know. So I would expect sometime within the next couple of hours, they'll start putting out watches for either severe thunderstorms or tornadoes. So we're hardly out of the woods at this point. And with the rest of the information, here's Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Stay weather aware. Here comes another one of these storm systems where the most intense weather will be in the wee hours of the morning. Widespread rain and thunderstorms tonight through the overnight hours into Saturday morning. Severe weather threat, including the risk of tornadoes. Locally heavy rainfall amounts. Tonight's low 62. It'll be windy. I think the showers will be gone certainly by noon Saturday, if not before. Dry for the rest of the weekend. Cool Sunday with a high only in the low 60s. And attention, Alabama growers, we could be in the 30s perhaps Sunday night and Monday night. from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
It is 5:10, a few minutes back, we were talking about a clip I had seen earlier today of a black man who found that he was just buying into everything he was told about Donald Trump. And then one day decided couldn't possibly be that bad and did his own research. And in an interview with Tommy Lahren, talks about his experience. And I think this is well worth your time.
I was a blind liberal and I was just following the ways of whatever girl I was dating because I've always been in Hollywood. So I was, you know, too busy auditioning, doing comedy and doing other things. So, you know, if my girl be like, oh, Obama, I'm like, yeah, Obama, let's go. Whatever I got to do to sleep next to you at night. Why are so many people hating on Trump? Normally when people hate on somebody, it's the other way around. They're actually doing more good. And you have an outside influence that's telling you to hate this person. So when I started reading things about him, I'm like, yo, there's no reason to hate this guy. This guy has given black people the opportunity to have assets, given black people the opportunity to have wealth. And it's like, isn't that what we asked for as a whole?
Yeah.
Wealth and opportunities? Joe Biden was voted in blindly based off of emotions.
He wasn't voted in.
And then for someone to come on a radio show and say, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. No, I'm not voting for you because you're an idiot. First of all, and you're too old to run a country. You don't even know where you're at half of the time. And you should be in a nursing home with somebody hiding your medicine in your applesauce. That's how I feel about Joe Biden.
So let's talk about your political views.
That's the beginning of it. But that is... And there are stories like this, and we're seeing some black leadership emerge who embrace what he is saying, like Byron Donalds in Florida. Tim Scott's come around. It was nice to hear Mitch McConnell say he would support Trump. Yeah. I worried about all of them because they're so weak in the knees when it comes to taking a stand. But, and it's, look, you can believe whatever you want about 2020, but I will never believe in a million years of evolution that Joe Biden got 81 million votes.
No,
that did not happen. When a incumbent president gains 16 million votes, as Donald Trump did, that should have been a landslide. A landslide. But somehow, this fumbling thief, this plagiarist, this career Washington criminal, stuffing his pockets, building his own wealth on our backs. 81 million people were that filled with hatred for Donald Trump that they voted for this clown ass. And now, things are expensive. Well, everything is worse because of him. David Blackman was on with us yesterday. He spent his career in the energy field. He knows his stuff. And yesterday, the Washington Post shocked everybody by telling the truth. We're in a dire situation with our power grid. Not in danger of an EMP and those kinds of things. That's always a risk. But we just don't have enough power because demand keeps going up. So all these green a-holes, look, I want to be a good custodian of the environment, so I don't want to throw my trash in the street, and I don't want our rivers being receptacles for factory waste and like it was not that many years ago. And we have really done an incredible job. If you've lived a little life like I have, you've seen the progress we've made in cleaning up our natural resources. But now they're making up stuff just to keep the money coming in so they can fill the pockets of their criminal friends. In fact, this would be a good day to play George Carlin's The Owners, because that's the game. George Carlin was a prophet, man. A prophet. Because almost 35 years ago, he was telling us what's happening in real time. And you don't have to think too hard to see it, because it's real and it's right in front of your face. And that pathetic State of the Union last night, I loved what the New York Post called him, Old Yeller. Because that's what he is, and that's what he does when he's pumped up with Ritalin. He doesn't give you a speech, he gives you a lecture, an angry lecture. And you're supposed to buy all of his, what we politely call Beazel Shmeazit. And if you speak Carney, see, I'm bilingual. So I have a big advantage there. Riazozi Briazak.
Yes.
Giazakwaliazizan. Tiazamlasiazan. Iazan. How about Iazeti Biazader? That's Eddie Bader and Carney.
Mm-hmm.
You could pick up the rhythm of this language rather easily. All right. Word that it's... Look. Oh, wait a minute. Ooh. Lightning. Major lightning just now. Right outside. So, yeah, the worst of this is still coming through, and then we have the overnight severe stuff to be concerned about. Brian McMahon said, headed home after accident eastbound, far left lane around Jackson Hospital. That's the backup behind our building. Left lane blocked, so stay to the right to get around that. So you can hear the thunder, and it is so dark. So if you don't have to leave, I'd wait a while before venturing out into this stuff because it's coming down faster than it can drain. And that's when things like hydroplane, if you've never been through that, I hope you never are, because you will feel a powerlessness that you'll experience in few other situations because your car basically is airborne.
Exactly.
And the weight of the car, the speed you were traveling, the position of your wheel, that's going to determine where you go. You'll have no control. None. You pump the brakes, you turn the wheel, nothing happens because your car is riding the water. And it's rain situations like this where that occurs. I mentioned that happened in my vet once on Interstate 95. Everybody's going about 50, 55 miles an hour. And all of a sudden, the back end of my car just swings around to the right. And I start spinning like a propeller. What do you do? I was so damn lucky. I mean, I'm watching cars bail off 95 into the grass because they don't know where I'm going to end up. And the car came to a stop as it was about to back into one of the big light standards next to the road. I missed it by a foot. Because if I had hit that square on, it probably would have collapsed and landed on top of my car and somebody else would be sitting here. And some of you might feel better about that, but that's too bad. That's me. I have to deal with it.
That happened to me between Prattville and Montgomery. You know that big...
Yeah.
Down the side, and right. I landed right in between two trees.
Holy cow.
You know, they pulled me out of there with every last foot of chain that they had, and I drove away from that accident.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Other things they recommend with the time change coming up Saturday night into Sunday morning, change the batteries in your smoke alarms. Restock your emergency kit. A lot of people are getting those, not because of the time change, because of the president. Clean out your fridge, pantry, and medicine cabinet. Toss anything that's expired or you're no longer using and use up anything that's expiring soon. Well, to me, I mean, expiring soon could be 2022. I really don't take those expiration dates all that seriously. And flip your mattress. Some mattresses should be flipped once or twice a year to avoid regular wear. And it's time for me to do that because mine, sort of the right side of it, feels like a little bit of a landslide. Look who is on the line.
A bowling buddy.
The rain is coming down harder.
And Leon's getting larger.
His presence is here. Hey, Leon, how you doing, buddy?
Out here riding around in the rain. Looks like I'm all night long. So, but in addition to what you were talking about, hydroplaning.
Yeah.
You know, average car weighs 3,000 pounds. Even a big truck, what I drive, I most of the time ride around 80,000 pounds. And even that much weight, be hydroplaned. And, you know, don't think it won't happen because it will.
Yeah.
The, yeah.
Diseases slow down.
It takes the right combination of, you know, the intensity of the rain, the water pounding on the road, the condition of your tires, all kinds of things. So if your tires are spinning at stop signs today, it's time to get with Don Duncan and get some new ones. Just my opinion.
There you go. No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Well,
maybe one of these weekends we'll get together and do some bowling again.
Yeah, we got to set that up. In fact, we should check and see what's going on next weekend over there at Bama Lanes and maybe get an event going. Thank you. Good to hear from you, my friend.
Oh, same here. Like I said, I've been out of town, so anyway, I'm back.
Glad you're back.
Absolutely, especially tonight.
Yeah. All right, you take care, buddy.
All right, y'all too. We'll holler.
Now, Jeff Mallinson didn't call me to tell you this, but I've worked with Georgia Florist Direct for a long time now. And there are areas in the river region that are so low-lying that with 6-8 inches of rain in a compacted period, the water can flood into homes. There is nobody better and better equipped to take out the old carpeting that's ruined in a flood and replace it with new than Georgia Florist Direct. They've been doing it. Gosh, Jeff was telling me about Hurricane Opal years ago and other storms. The May storm of 2009, was it, where we had a foot in one day? So in case, and of course, Jeff's the kind of guy that hopes it doesn't happen to you, because it's one thing to be ready to replace flooring because it's old or you want something different. It's another when the water comes into your house and destroys it. But they're ready if you need them on the boulevard across from Lowe's. In the meantime, if you're just looking for flooring, know that they have 300,000 square foot of great choices and a wide array of prices, but everything is priced, whether it's something more towards luxury or something basic. It all looks good. It's a wholesale price. This is why they do business with contractors and folks outside the state of Alabama. 7 other surrounding states reach out to Georgia Florist Direct for flooring needs. They also carry window blinds and marble kitchen countertops, and because they sell tile flooring, they can cut you a backsplash for that marble kitchen countertop and make it look that much better. So when you're ready, they're ready. And that includes emergency situations like flooding. They've been on the boulevard across from Lowe's since 1969. Half a century of service to the river region. And a great staff there. You got Dustin and Jonathan, all these guys, the whole team there. They are hired by Jeff Mallinson, and he knows a person who's capable of top-notch customer service when he sees him. That's how they end up there. It's almost, look, even if you're in a grumpy mood, I'd stop by Georgia Florist Direct just to say hi to the team there because they're so upbeat. They'll lift your spirits. All right, let's get with Skipper in the traffic dungeon here. And coming up in about 13 shopping minutes, it's Oscar time with movie maven Miss Murray.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, if you're on I-85 southbound, they have cleared the accident at Perry Hill. However, we have another problem now on 85 northbound right near Ann Street. 2 accidents back-to-back. One of them is a moderate crash, possible injuries. Looks like we have a problem with the left lane right at those 2 accidents, so please use caution. Get over. That's 85 northbound right near Ann Street. Still got an accident. 2 vehicles off on the right side of the road near Hall Street on 85 northbound. We've got several other minor accidents, not really causing much of a problem. Raining. We've got some street flooding around the area. Please slow down. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Traffic very busy everywhere. Spring is coming at Premier Place. Shop its fashion, GNC, T-Mobile, Goodwill, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota of Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due assignment. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage, plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4-1-2024.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got 3 floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Can I have some more vodka?
No.
No, you may not have some more vodka. Not right now. For those of you who endured, who do we have?
Chris.
All right, let's get Chris on real quick. Chris?
How y'all doing this afternoon?
All right, what's up?
Well, I just want to tell you another story about the hydroplane that me and my father experienced several years ago when we were going on vacation out on I-40 West, around through Texas and out through there, you know, at the bottom of the corner of the country. And if I remember correctly, it had just recently rained and the road was still slick, and we did hydroplane, but we turned sideways at a 90-degree angle about 3 or 4 times before we came to a stop on the rest of the side of the road. And even though it mentally scared you knew what out of us, our underwear was still clean, but we had to sit there about 20 or 30 minutes to calm down. But
yeah, that's what I did. When I hydroplaned, I just sat there for like 10 or 15 minutes. My knees were just quaking because it was such a close call.
Yeah. But to have a better story, I work with the Department of Transportation, and we have a map cell department. And I hired another dad joke that I wanted to tell you about that was excellent, that completely floored me. Well, we had the map customer come in, and we take their first initial and their last name, and his last name was Corn. And he said, you know my father, don't you? And your father, what are you talking about? I said, yeah, of course you know my father. And his name's Popcorn.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All righty, Chris. We appreciate it.
I hope everybody's safe in this rain driving and eventually dries out. And y'all have a good weekend, Greg, and y'all be safe.
Thanks for the call, Chris. Buddy. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're getting ready to make some Oscar picks with movie maven Miss Murray, Ellen Murray, joining us in just a couple of minutes. I pulled up the Alabama Power and Light outage map. There are 35 active outages right now. Cooter just said in West Millbrook, they're out. Right now, only 619 customers are affected. But when your power's out, it's dark everywhere, isn't it?
Right.
So be advised that some of that kind of stuff is happening this afternoon as well. Let's head back to Skipper with this type of rain. And this darkness, and make sure your lights are on. We've had situations ongoing all afternoon. Let's get the latest.
Well, if you're on I-85 southbound, they have cleared the accident at Perry Hill. However, we have another problem now on 85 northbound, right near Ann Street. Two accidents back-to-back. One of them is a moderate crash, possible injuries. Looks like we have a problem with the left lane right at those two accidents, so please use caution. Get over. That's 85 northbound right near Ann Street. Still got an accident. Two vehicles off on the right side of the road near Hall Street on 85 northbound. We've got several other minor accidents, not really causing much of a problem. Raining. We've got some street flooding around the area. Please slow down. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Traffic very busy everywhere. Spring is coming at Premier Place. Shop It's Fashion, GNC, T-Mobile, Goodwill, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Here is Blue Water News at 5:30.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey on Thursday signed legislation creating a program similar to school vouchers. Eligible families will be provided with as much as $7,000 to help pay for private school and $2,000 for homeschooling expenses. The program will be funded at a minimum level of $100 million. Montgomery police and fire medics responded to a single vehicle crash in the area of I-85 North and Eastern Boulevard just before midnight on Wednesday. 29-year-old Jasmine Harris was pronounced dead at the scene. The cause of the accident remains under investigation. The Alabama House of Representatives on Thursday advanced a bill that would prohibit diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at universities and state agencies. The bill now returns to the Alabama Senate for approval of the House changes. The bill would also prohibit DEI programs in public schools. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Jack Ingram Select Used Cars is revolutionizing the car buying experience to give you the car you want with the protection you deserve. Come shop the factory certified cars. Experience the difference on the boulevard next to Sam's Club or online at jackingramselect.com. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Big selection. Factory protection.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
This is Major General Mike Summerall, former Adjutant General of the Alabama National Guard, urging the Alabama State Legislature to pass the Veterans Access to Care Bill. Both VA medical facilities and private clinics are failing our veterans, who are dying by suicide at twice the rate of non-veterans and experiencing opioid overdoses in increasing numbers. This legislation will give veterans and their families access to specialized care they need and deserve.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America, Mobile.
Sweetheart?
Yeah?
I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want to move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
Updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Oscar picks with Miss Mary Movie Maven coming up next after Rich's forecast.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Stay weather aware. Here comes another one of these storm systems where the most intense weather will be in the wee hours of the morning. widespread rain and thunderstorms tonight through the overnight hours into Saturday morning. Severe weather threat, including the risk of tornadoes. Locally heavy rainfall amounts. Tonight's low 62. It'll be windy. I think the showers will be gone certainly by noon Saturday, if not before. Dry for the rest of the weekend. Cool Sunday with a high only in the low 60s. And attention, Alabama growers, we could be in the 30s perhaps Sunday night and Monday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
5:35, Miss Murray's Movie Minute brought to you by AMS Studios. Relax your soul, refresh your mind, renew your sparkle with AMS Studios at 119 East Main in Prattville and AMS-studios.com or call 730-1268. The Academy Awards are Sunday, and for the last couple of weeks, movie maven Ellen Murray has been sharing her insights on Best Picture nominees, some of the stars up for Oscars, and now Ellen joins us for predictions on who should walk home with an Oscar in hand on Sunday night. Good afternoon, Ellen.
Good afternoon. Lovely weather we're having.
It was dark at 10 minutes to 5. I mean, just insane, and it's still passing through. We have got some real serious flooding and stuff going on, so by all means, take it. In fact, we hope you don't float away during our discussion here, because the southern parts of the Montgomery area are really getting hit the hardest. So here's what we're going to do. In each category, we will tell you who we think should win and who will probably win. And I'm going to defer to Ellen's expertise in this area. So Ellen, we'll start with Best Supporting Actress. Let me read the nominees real quick and then tell us who you like, who you think should win, and who will probably win, because not everything is based on performance. And for actress in a supporting role, Emily Blunt in Oppenheimer, Danielle Brooks from The Color Purple, America Ferrera from Barbie, Jodie Foster from NIAID, and Devi Joy Randolph from The Holdovers. Who do you think should win, and who will win? That's what we'd like to know.
My choice for Best Supporting Actress will be Jodie Foster for NIAID. She was just terrific. But who I think will probably win is Devi Joy Randolph.
All right, Best Supporting Actress, you've got... You would like to see Jodie Foster for NIAID, but Devi Joy Randolph will likely win, because the Academy, ever since they were called out during the controversy over Oscar So White a few years back, I think they're, I don't know that they're voting on merit as much as they used to. I'm not the expert you are, but in a supporting role, I like Emily Blunt in Oppenheimer, but I think that... like you, Devi Joy Randolph has a really good chance and will probably win it.
I didn't watch The Color Purple, so that might be another option for...
That's true. That's true. I did not see that. Moving on to Best Supporting Actor. Who do you think will win, and who would you like to see win?
Honestly, after I watched American Fiction, I really liked the brother, Sterling K. Brown. So I would kind of like it if he won, but I'm pretty sure that Robert Downey Jr. will take it away, and he would be deserving as well.
I would agree that Brown is certainly deserving the consideration and the nomination he got, but Rich Thomas and I went to see Oppenheimer, and when we walked out, that was the first thing we said. If Robert Downey Jr. does not win for Best Supporting Actor... This whole thing is a joke. I think he will win and should win. All right, next up in the categories, Best Actress. Actress in a leading role, we have Annette Bening with NIAID, Lily Gladstone from Killers of the Flower Moon, a movie we discussed yesterday. Sandra, how do you pronounce her name? Is it Hüller? From Anatomy
Hüller,
of
I would guess.
Yeah, Hüller, Anatomy of a Fall, Carrie Mulligan from Maestro, and Emma Stone from Poor Things. Who would you like to see win, and who do you think will win?
Emma Stone is my favorite. I would like to see her win. I have a feeling they might give it to Lily Gladstone.
I am with you on both of those. I thought Emma Stone, and only Emma Stone, could have pulled off that role in Poor Things. And by the way, folks, if you're open to a really creative movie, this is something that you should put on your to-do list. But I think the wokeness of Hollywood may give it to Lily Gladstone. But wholeheartedly, I really think that Emma Stone deserves it in that category. All right, moving on to Best Actor. We have Bradley Cooper in Maestro, Coleman Domingo from Rustin, Paul Giamatti from The Holdovers, Cillian Murphy from Oppenheimer, and Jeffrey Wright, who was great in American Fiction. Who do you think will win, and who do you think should win?
I'm going to go with Cillian Murphy all the way.
I am too, but I'll tell you what, Jeffrey Wright was very impressive. And again, that's another movie we've reviewed, folks, that if you're looking for something really different, creative, that will make you laugh, think, and actually be surprised that Hollywood produced this movie, it's certainly worth a look. But I thought Killing, you know, look, if Oppenheimer, and we're going to get to that category, wins Best Picture, it's because of the aggregation of talent there. And I don't think that movie is quite the hit it is without Cillian Murphy in that lead role. So let's go to the Best Picture nominees next. And we have 10. Do you think, by the way, that they should cut that back down to 5 or 6 like they used to do? Is 10 too many?
10 is a lot. I don't remember it being that many, you know, all that long ago, but I don't know what's the reasoning.
I just see movies in here that I don't think, they were, some were good and watchable, but Best Picture, no. But the nominees are American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Past Lives, Poor Things, and The Zone of Interest. All of these are movies that you covered for us. So who do you think deserves Best Picture, and who do you think will win it?
In my opinion, Poor Things was my favorite of the 10. Mm-hmm. It was bold, original, hilarious, and sexy, and that was a great combination for me. But I think Oppenheimer will win, and I definitely think it deserves it.
I would not be crushed if American Fiction or Poor Things won. Again, I totally agree. The creativity, something new. I mean, that's what's made this year's Academy Awards more interesting for me, is there's some freshness in a lot of these nominees. But I believe Oppenheimer deserves it, and I believe Oppenheimer will win it. And you could see a serious sweep with this movie. In a way, that whole Barbenheimer era last summer really kind of kept Hollywood afloat, you know? Now, you have background in cinema, so I'd like to know if you looked at some of the other categories and have some predictions in those. We call them the secondary categories, but if you're nominated, you want to win that damn Oscar, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So, anything you'd like to look for there?
The only two that really stood out to me that I had an opinion on, I think for Best Original Screenplay, I really liked Anatomy of a Fall. I think it was really well written. It kept you guessing. It was hard to know exactly what was going to happen next, and that's a real winner in the movie book for me.
You know, looking at that list, I have to agree. It is, you know, a couple of movies this year had endings that left us wondering at the end. That was one of them. What other categories would you like to discuss?
Sound.
Okay.
And I would never really have an opinion on sound before this year, but I think The Zone of Interest really made it, wouldn't have been as powerful of a movie without the way that they did the sound, with, you know, the happy family in the foreground and the screaming prisoners in the background and the gunshots. I mean, it was really powerful the way that
I did not see Zone, but I do plan to watch it, and that's a really interesting pick based on what you observed there, because I guess the key to that movie is the dichotomy of the happy family while they're behind them, horrors are taking place.
Exactly, yep.
All right, well, we'll see what happens on Sunday night, and we'll review our picks on Monday. And by the way, I had no idea we had a circus in town, but you had mentioned to me in a note that you had gone to the circus last night. Where is this? What kind of a circus is this?
It's just a traveling circus. I didn't even know about it either until I got an ad on Facebook, and I said, hey, that sounds like fun. And I asked my friend if she wanted to go, and It was the Cirque Italia is the ones who put it on, and I don't think anyone in the circus was actually Italian, but it was really impressive. Like, the clowns were hilarious, and the acrobats were really good, and, like, they just, I mean, they kept it moving, and there was never a boring moment. I really enjoyed it. It's in the Eastdale Mall parking lot the rest of the weekend.
Yeah, Eddie Bader said he saw the Big Top while he was driving up the boulevard the other day, and I had no idea, but it sounds like it. By the way, did you, I know when I went to the circus, the greatest circus I've ever seen was the Moscow Circus. That was, I was young when I saw it, but I remember some of the things they did were like movie stunt worthy, very impressive physical performances. But yeah, I saw Barnum and Bailey.
That had me like holding my breath, like holding my face, make sure he didn't fall, just by my own anxiety.
Now, when I saw Barnum and Bailey before they retired that show, I enjoyed some. I mean, going to the circus, part of that experience is the food, just like going to the fair. If you're not doing the food, why bother going? Did you have a chance to try some circus food?
The options were kind of disappointing.
So
I did have a hamburger, but it was nothing to write home about.
Hey, you're welcome to review food here as well. Well, look, have a great weekend. Thank you.
The funnel cake looks good, but I didn't need to eat a funnel cake, so I passed on that.
Oh, no, one must have funnel cake when it's available. I have to get one of those. When we do the fair and we do our time at the booth, when I leave, I pick up a funnel cake for me and Mommy the Swami. It's must-do food. Thank you for all the time you put into watching these films, offering your insights, and we'll see what happens on Sunday night, but it's been a lot of fun in the run-up to the
Oscars.
All righty. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Ellen Murray, thank you very much for your time. 5:47. And seriously, this year, I mean, I have to pay attention to this because of what I do. And we get information on films as they come out. But I've never seen a stronger group with new ideas, with something different to bring to the table than the stuff that's on. Take a look at those Best Picture nominees. Both of them, except for Maestro, was not. I couldn't get through that. Sorry, Bradley Cooper's nominated for Best Actor, but he looked like he was impersonating Leonard Bernstein for Halloween to me. And that didn't impress. Listen to me, right? I've got Donald Trump socks, and I'm telling him how to act. It's 5:47. This will be our final update on the roads.
Well, we're very busy all over the area. We got some street flooding, heavy rain. You'll need to slow down. I guess that goes without saying. You may be moving slowly already. 85 northbound near Hall Street. Two vehicles off on the right side of the road. All lanes open there. We've had two accidents back-to-back. 85 northbound near Ann Street. One of those, a moderate crash. Left lane was blocked earlier. Use caution there. Slow travel along that route. Two accidents just past Cobbs Ford Road. One vehicle hit the center divider. Left lane was blocked there. Buckle up and drive carefully. We're busy all over the city right now. We will keep you updated. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Just looking at some of the late afternoon headlines. In fact, let me, before I even tell you what I just saw on NewYorkPost.com, refresh the live in fear Doppler to see where most of the rain is. Okay, this long extended, I mean, it goes way up to the northeast, well past Elmore County, and to the southwest, well past Greenville. One continuous line of red salt thunderstorms. That part has cleared the city, so the rain should lighten up. However, there's no dryness behind it. I mean, it'll continue raining well into the evening hours, and then the main threat comes in overnight, and Rich Thomas and I will be here at the radio station around 1 o'clock in the morning. I would expect at some time. Wait a minute. Hold on. I just noticed that there used to be three warnings posted. Now it's telling me that there are five. So let me take a quick look and find out what those warnings are. Five alerts. Okay, what do we have? River flood warning. And airport weather warning. That is for those thunderstorms. As I mentioned, they're to the south of the city. So that area, southern Montgomery, down to Pentlala, going to get pounded. Flood advisory, flood watch. But as of right now, there is no severe thunderstorm or tornado warning, or watch, rather, in effect. But expect that at some point this evening. May try not to get too far ahead with those. So I would think if 1 to 2 o'clock is when this stuff starts to hit the fan, they'll probably put watches out around 8 or 9 o'clock. Look, I'm just a deputy to Rich Thomas. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I'm just...
Yes, you do.
Well...
You absolutely do. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if you got promoted to corporal.
Yeah, I'm long overdue. I've been private first class in the Rich Thomas Weather Army for way too long. Well, I think...
One night like tonight, we'll do it.
It could. It could. And if I get a promotion, we're going to party at Baumhauer's.
Okay.
And Rich Thomas will come and pin my new badge on me, too. I'll get my stripes. All right, we're at 5:51.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Fabinnovations today.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping seal of approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
David Little, Tucker Pecan, things are changing in Tucker. They're moving to a new location. Here's, I don't think David's here. I think Foster's here.
Yes, it's Foster Grump. I am here. David, he's not moving stuff for the new location, which is located at 135 Mulberry Street, which is absolutely wonderful. So we are going to be moving over there. And, you know, David has been working really hard trying to get everything moved. And they will be moved over and have all their candies and all their things they sell over at Tucker Pecan. They're going to have them over there on Mulberry Street. They might even surprise you. They're talking about having maybe some casseroles and some chicken salad, pimento and cheese, all kinds of things. They're working on all kinds of wonderful new things. You know, they'd make Jenny jump up, scream, and holler. So that's what we're doing at Tucker Pecan. And you know what? They're going to be moving for long. So, you know, you call the same number, 262-4470, and you can get them at Tucker Pecan, or you can email them at sales@tuckerpecan.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
shut up. Some late news on the entire Fannie fiasco in Georgia, Fannie Willis. Apparently, and this is just out today, Molly Hemingway breaking the story, that the entire case against Donald Trump began with an illegally recorded phone call. Her ass should be in considerable trouble for the perjury she's committed, the misappropriation of public funds, and on and on and on. But this, everything that's come, if that's the case, is called fruit of the poisonous tree, and it could end up with the entire case being tossed out. But before they toss the case out, they should toss out Fannie Willis on her fat ass and say, thanks for your service. What an insult that woman is. All right, we are going to offer this, those of you who endured, and that's really being kind, the State of the Union speech last night. George Carlin, he's been gone for about 15 years now, but the man was a comedic prophet. And we played this clip many times over the years, but I'm going to play it tonight to see if it doesn't bring back some of what you've, if you didn't watch the speech, what you've heard about it today and what's really happening in America.
There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the... They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting by a system that threw them overboard 30 years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich workers who don't give a about them. They don't give a about you. They don't give a about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Yeah. You know? And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on. The fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue that's being jammed up their every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
Bye, sexy.
Well, thank you. Hi, on behalf of Rosie Brock, Eddie Bader, Ellen Murray, and Jacqueline Tomlinson, thanks for tuning in. Watch out for severe weather tonight. I may be talking to you in 6 hours. Thanks for punching us up.
Adios, muchacho.
Say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
It was.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. A federal judge has upheld the use of an immigration program that allows up to 30,000 migrants from four countries into the U.S. per month. The ruling Friday came in response to a lawsuit from Republican-leaning states that argued the humanitarian parole program created a shadow immigration system. They also said the Biden administration program economically burdened states receiving migrants with rising costs of health care, education, and public safety. GOP officials have voted to install Donald Trump's hand-picked chair of the Republican National Committee. Party members